活泼的盼望。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue learning about living hope.
因为活泼的盼望是从患难当中产生的。
Because living hope is also produced in times of tribulation.
信心呢是被熬炼出来的。
Faith comes from tribulation.
所以我们就尝试从大卫的经诗来说明活泼的盼望。
So we try to learn about living hope through a psalm from David.
那昨天呢，我们谈到经诗的意义。
Yesterday we mentioned about the meaning of life.
因为大卫的经诗总共有诗篇十六篇、诗篇五十六篇，一直到诗篇六十篇。
So the Psalms from David is from Psalm chapter 53 to 60.
十六篇还有五十六篇，一直到六十篇。
Sorry, from
十六篇。
There are 16 Psalms.
那经诗当时很宝贵的。
And they are very precious.
那同时，它也是代表着隐藏的经历。
And they are the hidden experiences.
那它也是代表石刻，就刻在石头上。
And they're written on or carved into rocks.
那它是永不改变的真理。
And these are truth that will never change.
那我们来看经诗的内容。
Let's look at the content.
请看诗篇，诗篇五十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 56.
诗篇五十六篇的第一节。
Psalm 56 verse 1.
这个题旨啊，现在看题旨。
And if we read the small words,
说非利士人在加特拿住大卫，那时他做这金丝交给灵长，调用远方的无声歌。
To the chief musician, set to the silence dove in distant lands, a michtam of David when the Philistines capture him in Gath.
那我们来看这个时空的背景。
So let's look at the background.
请看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上二十一章
Chapter
21撒母耳记上二十一章
First Samuel chapter 21
第十节
Verse 10
第十
Verse
10那日大卫起来躲避扫罗逃到加特王亚吉那里十一节
11
那亚吉的臣仆对亚吉说这不是以色列国王大卫吗那里的妇女跳舞唱和不是指着他说的扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万吗十二节
12.
那大卫将这话放在心里甚惧怕加特王甚惧怕甚就是表示非常惧怕的意思
Here says he was very much afraid
然后十三节
13.
那就在众人面前改变了寻常的举动在他们所下假装装疯在城门的门扇上胡写乱画使唾沫留在他的胡子上那我们看到当时的时空背景。
So from here we can see the background.
那大卫他自己一个人，因为没有写说他有跟随者也没有说他的父母亲、他的家人、他的兄弟，也没有提到他的朋友，只有他自己一个人逃到腓力斯地。
Here in verse 10 it mentions that David by himself, without friends or family or followers, escaped to the land of Philistine.
这个要经过一个很长时间，一个旷野地，然后再进到腓力斯地。
And he had to have been on the road for a really long time to go through the wilderness to enter into Philistine.
所以他自己说他像是一直在远方的无声歌，在远方的鸽子一样。
So he describes himself as a dove in the distant land.
他单独自己一个人在那里。
He by himself was there.
假如大卫是我们自己的孩子。
If David were our child.
你做妈妈的怎么想啊？
As a parent, what would you think?
他自己一个人在那里。
He was there by himself.
附近都没有人。
There was no one around him.
没有朋友。
There's no friends around him.
在一个敌人的国家。
And he was in the country of the enemy.
那这个时候大卫他被认出来啊。
And there they recognized him.
他原来就是以色列国的国王，就是那一位被妇女说他杀死万万的那个杀死哥利亚的那一位的。
And the servant said to the king, "Isn't this the David that slain?"
所以当时大卫是被认为战场上的英雄人物。
So he was recognized as a hero in the war.
这个时候他怎么会来腓力斯地这个国家呢
？So why would he come to the land of the Philistine?
所以他们就被这个大卫他就很害怕被认出来。
David was very afraid that they would recognize him.
为什么会很害怕
？Why？
大家想想啊，最近不是有很多人到北韩旅游吗？北韩哈旅游啊。
Recently, there are people who travel to North Korea.
哎，去，比方说去游玩呐、啊，去那边看一看呐、啊。
They are there to tour around to travel.
突然之间呢、啊，被抓起来，政府这个警察抓起来。
But suddenly the police capture them.
那为什么会被抓呢
？Why are they captured？
他们被误认为啊，被认为是外国派来北韩，派来我们的国家当间谍的。
Because the police in North Korea thought they were spies.
当然，他们说没，我不是啊，我是观光客啦。
And they say that no, we're not. We're just tourists.
说大卫也可能被认为是间谍啊。
So David may have been recognized as a spy as well.
啊，他可能说我是观光客啦。
And maybe David
would
say,
我是来你们国家玩的啦。
I'm here to travel.
大家不听啊。
But they would not listen to him.
啊，所以他只好装疯卖傻。
So all he can do is play crazy.
啊，圣经说他很害怕。
The Bible says that he was much afraid.
很害怕被当成是间谍的。
He was afraid that they would recognize him as a spy.
那既然是被当成是间谍的话，就是死路一条。
And if they think that he was a spy, they would kill him.
所以他。我们想看那个他多么害怕。
So we can imagine how scared he was.
事实上，他一路这样逃啊，他一路这样一直走，一直走啊。
So he was trying to escape, and he kept on going.
他腿啊都跑得都酸了呢。
And his legs would have been tired from.
他不晓得流了多少的眼泪啊。
And we don't know how much tears he has shed.
那请看回到诗篇的56篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 56.
56篇。
Chapter 56,
第八节
verse 8.
诗篇56篇第八节
Psalms 56, verse 8.
我几次流离你若记述啊，求你把我的眼泪啊，你看我的眼泪啊，装在你的皮带里头啊。
He says, put my tears into your bottle.
你看一个皮带，一个酒的皮带，装那个酒的皮带多大
？You can imagine how big a bottle is that contains wine.
几公升啊？
It would be a few liters.
眼泪啊，你看流到几公升啊，多少啊
？His tears would be counted in the liters. You can imagine how much tears there were.
啊，刚刚这个庄姐妹她做见证。
Sister Chuan was testifying.
那有些地方很感人。
There are places that were.
啊，有些时候我们听的呢，会落泪的。
And we would shed tears.
好，那我们哈就赶快把这些泪水把它收集起来。你两滴，他一滴，这样子哈；你三滴，他五滴，把全部我们这些聚会的人把它收集起来。不过还收集不到一个皮带呀、啊。
And if we collect all the tears from
啊，大家收集起来
呀、啊。It would not fill a bottle。
你看到他自己一个人啊，自己一个人啊就可以装一个皮带啊。你看他哭了多久啊
？But David just by himself can fill a bottle. You can imagine how much he cried.
他哭得多伤心呐、啊、
！How sad he was.
他不是喜气而哭嘿
These weren't tears of joy.
他像小孩子害怕妈妈不在哭啊，小孩子在拼命哭啊，要找妈妈。
He was like a child without mother and was scared and cried.
你看这小孩子哭得多厉害呀、啊、
！You can see how much children cry.
大卫就是在这种情况之下。
And this was the circumstances that David was under. He cried.
哭不到无声啊，哭到没有声音了、啊。
He cried until he lost his voice.
情何以堪啊？很凄惨啊
！In a very sad situation，
我们很难想象。
It's hard for us to imagine。
所以，我们现在尽量想象哈，赶快用我们的想象空间去想象大卫当时的害怕的情形。
So let us try our best to imagine how afraid he was。
再来看56篇哈第三节。
Let's read 56 verse 3。
56篇第三节。
Verse 3。
他说：“我惧怕的时候要依靠你。”再看第四节
，verse four，
我依靠神啊，我要赞美他的话，我依靠神必不惧怕。血气之变能够把我怎么样呢？啊，我们算一算几次依靠神啊，依靠你呢？几次说依靠啊？三次了，对不对
？So David mentioned three times that I will trust in the Lord, in God。
再来看第十节。
Verse 10.
我依靠你，我要赞美他的话。我依靠神，我要赞美他的话。十一节。
11.
我依靠神，并不惧怕人能够把我怎么样呢？几次依靠呢
？How many times did it mention in God here?
啊，大家算一算几次啊？ 六次，对不对？六次依靠。
So six times total.
那他为什么提到那么多次依靠啊
？So why did he mention so many times that I would trust in the Lord？
好，我们想想哈。
Let's think about this.
假如我们要经过一个吊桥哈，这个吊桥大概有一公里长的吊桥。
If we're going through a suspension bridge that's a mile long.
一公里很长嘛，对不对
？It's a long distance, right? One mile.
啊，这个吊桥不是很好的桥啊。
And this suspension bridge is not a very sturdy.
这个吊桥大概是两尺宽。
And maybe it, the width is
两尺宽 ，two feet.
Two feet
wide.
Wide.
那这个吊桥呢，还不是说这个板子铺的很好，这个这边破一个洞，那边破一个洞。
And perhaps it's missing a few of the planks of a wooden plank.
啊，底下呢？底下哈，你只要掉下去的话，底下都是悬崖的，底下很多石头。
And underneath, it's filled with rocks and cliffs.
啊，底下不是海绵呢。
It's not sponge that's waiting.
石头啊。
It's all rocks.
啊，又是那么高啊。
And it's
50尺，五十尺高。
Perhaps it's
啊，你万一走不着掉下去的话，那一定是摔死的啊。
And if you fall, you would die for sure.
好，那我们走在这一条吊桥上。
So we're walking on this suspension bridge.
你会喊什么
？What would you say？
你走会喊什么？大家想想看， Imagine. 你要走的话，你嘴里面会念什么
？What would you say while you're walking？
你是会念 glory, glory, hallelujah。
Would you sing?
啊，是你们说 Hallelujah, Hallelujah 啊
？Would you sing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, or would you be afraid and sing Hallelujah？
你一定会念 Hallelujah， 对不对？你走一步就 Hallelujah， 你很危险呐、啊。
Because it's so dangerous that you would say Hallelujah with each step。
啊，你 Hallelujah 念一次啊？你说全部一公里的长，你就念一次就好了，还是你每走一步会念一次
？Or and will you say Hallelujah just the once or with every single step？
啊，要是我的话，大家可能心情比较好，练一次就过了哈。那我可能要每走一步练一次啊。
Maybe you have better faith, but I would say Hallelujah with each step I take.
那我去非洲的时候，那非洲的信徒啊，请我们吃那个叫做夫妇啊，就是那个什么啊树脂粉啊的那个食物啊，好像是 mashed potato 一样啊，树脂粉。
And when I went to Africa, they make this fufu for me, which is made out of a tapioca starch.
坐船都不知道今天吃了多少哈。
And Pastor Cho probably ate a lot too.
他说很好吃的。
He thinks it's.
那因为那个非洲同胞啊，他们都是每个人都用手抓的哈，用手抓哈，大家你抓我抓哈，大家都是抓用手抓的。
So the way they eat it is everyone uses their hand to grab a.
所以我这每抓一次啊，心中默念哈利路亚哈。哈利路亚，那再抓一次哈利路亚。我每吃一口，一定要念哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哎
，So every time I took a bite or took a little bit, I would say Hallelujah in my heart.
因为这个来源啊，这个不晓得叫什么细菌，我们不知道啊。所以每吃一口是哈利路亚。
Because you don't know the source and you don't know how much bacteria is in there, so I say Hallelujah with each bite.
啊，那为什么要念那么多次哈利路亚
？And why do I say Hallelujah so many times?
因为我们在国外啊，就害怕得病，就害怕生病。
Because it's a foreign land and I'm afraid to get sick.
所以每吃一口叫哈利路亚。
So every single bite.
所以用走这个吊桥的时候，一定是走一步你就念哈利路亚，哈利路亚，让我。平安的走过这个吊桥啊！
And the same thing with the suspension bridge, you would say Hallelujah with each step to hopefully safely cross.
因为的确是很危险。
Because it's very dangerous.
所以一样的心情，我们看大卫啊，大卫他，你看练了那么多次的时候啊，不要惧怕，我依靠神呐、啊，我依靠神呐、啊。
So in that same mindset, David is saying, "In the God, in the Lord, I trust. I will not be afraid."
其实他是非常非常的惧怕。
But he's very, very afraid.
所以我们在惧怕、在孤单、无助的时候，我们要怎么办
？So what do we do when we are afraid and we feel alone?
啊，自己一个人孤孤单单呢
？We're there alone by ourselves.
啊，这个孤单呢，就有两种的孤单嘛。
There's two types of being lonely.
一种是环境的孤单。
One is the circumstances.
环境的孤单并不可怕。
And the loneliness in circumstances is not
有时候自己要出去外面散散心呢、啊。
Sometimes we go take a walk up by ourselves.
不要太太跟着，不要孩子跟着，自己一个人到外面走一走也不错的啦。
We don't have our spouse or our kids with us, and we're just walking by ourselves, and it's not bad.
那有些时候啊，有的人啊就很喜欢自己一个人来到会堂里面祷告。
And sometimes some people like to come into the chapel and pray by themselves.
因为他要安静。
Because they want the quietness.
啊，那时候只有他自己一个人呢、啊。
And at that time, they are by themselves.
可是他心灵呢不孤单。
But in their heart, they are not lonely.
那是环境的孤单。
That is the loneliness in their circumstance.
像主耶稣经常到旷野地自己一个人祷告啊。
And just like Lord Jesus Christ, oftentimes he went to the wilderness by himself to pray.
他是环境的孤单。
So he's just lonely in his environment.
有些时候要面对神，自己一个人面对神。
Sometimes when we face God, we face God alone.
自己安静地来思考神的话。
In quietness, we study the words of God.
自己安静地读书。
And in quietness, we study.
准备功课，准备考试。
Or preparing for exams.
那时候他没问题，他很专心，这样才能够专心呢。
That's the only way to stay concentrated.
所以环境的孤单并不可怕。
So being lonely in the environment is not fearful.
那心灵的孤单才可怕。
But the loneliness in hearts are scary.
心灵的孤单，有时候像我们那么多人，像这样子，大概100多个人呢。
So we have about 100 people here.
人很多在你旁边呢。
There are people around you.
可是有些时候你会觉得没有人能够了解我啊。
But sometimes you feel that no one understands me.
你就在他身旁的。
There are people right around you.
他说：“哎呀，你不知道啊，你不能够了解我啦。”
But you feel they don't understand me.
在300个人在他旁边也是一样，他就觉得你不能够了解我啦。
Even if there were 300 people around them, they would feel no one understands them still.
这个才是可怕，这个叫做心灵的孤单。
And this is the scary part. This is the loneliness in their hearts.
所以心灵的孤单，不管他旁边有多少个人，都是觉得大家对不起他，大家不能够理解他。
So when they have loneliness in their hearts, no matter how many people they are surrounded with, they feel no one understands them.
大卫在那个时候啊。
At that time with David,
就是只有神是他仰望的对象。
For him, he can only turn to God.
我们看古圣徒一个叫做以撒啊。
There's an ancient saint, Esau.
以撒他的爸爸是亚伯拉罕啊。亚伯拉罕，他的爸爸是亚伯拉罕。
Isaac, his dad is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕有很多的仆人啊。
Abraham had many servants.
那以撒他是亚伯拉罕的独生子。
And Isaac was the only son of Abraham.
他有很多仆人，他有什么困难呢？就叫他仆人来就好了。
And since there are so many servants, whenever he encountered difficulties, he'll just ask the servants to resolve them.
所以他旁边的人比我们今天这些人还多啊。
And he would have more servants around him than people here.
但是有一个时间，他也是很孤单。
But there was a time where he was very lonely.
虽然他旁边有很多仆人。
Even though he was surrounded by servants.
他还是很孤单。
He was very lonely.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章的六十一节。
Verse 61.
创世纪。
Genesis.
二十四章的六十一节。
Chapter 24, verse 61.
利百加和他的使女们起来，骑上骆驼，跟着那些仆人，那仆人就带着利百加走了。六十二节。
62.
那时候以撒住在南地，刚从皮尔拉哈来回来。六十三节。
63.
那天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想啊，他在田间默想啊。那当然，这个时候我们暂时在这边先停留啊。他在想什么？
So he was meditating. What was he thinking about?
那当有的人看到这里说：“哇，他在想神的话了。”
Some people may say, "Oh, he's thinking about the."
因为他很乖嘛，哈，他很乖，他这个很乖啊，他跟神关系灵好很好啊，他灵修很好啊。
Because he was a good kid and he had a good relationship with God.
因为大家对以撒的印象都是很好的。
Because everyone's image of Isaac is that he was a good person.
啊，那再继续读啊，说他举目一看呐、啊，见来了骆驼，六十四节。
64.
那利百加举目看见以撒，就急忙下了骆驼，六十五节。
65.
问那仆人说：“这从田间走来迎着我们的是谁呢？”仆人说：“是我的主人。”啊，那利百加就知道那是他未来的先生啊，就拿着帕子蒙上脸，六十六节。
66.
那仆人就将所办的一切事情告诉了以撒啊。六十七节，所以你看仆人啊，这个他能够使唤他的这个以撒能够叫他做事情的仆人啊。六十七节，那以撒便领利百加进了他的母亲的帐篷啊，他母亲的帐篷，娶了他为妻，并且爱他。以撒自从他母亲不在的，这才得了安慰。你看到，从他结婚以后啊，领他的妻子利百加进了妈妈的帐篷以后，才得了安慰。
So we see here that only after he led his wife into his mother's tent, then he was comforted.
所以换句话说啊，换句话说，在利百加来以前，哈，他没有得安慰啊。
In another word, before Rebecca came, he was not comforted.
所以因为圣经说很清楚啊。从这个时候他才得到安慰，那以前啊，他没有得到安慰啊。
Because it's very clear in 67 that at that point he was comforted, but not so before.
所以那时候他自己一个人在田间啊，在想什么？
So in 63, when he was meditating in the field, what was he thinking about?
在想谁啊？
Who was he thinking of?
想神还是想妈妈啦？
He was probably thinking about his mom.
可怜他失去妈妈，就想妈妈。
He lost his mom.
So, 虽然那时候有很多人啊，他仆人很多啊。
So even though he was surrounded by servants,
我们看那时候亚伯兰不是要拯救罗德吗？后果他就带领着精兵啊，就318个人啊去追敌人。
And we know there's a lot of servants because when Abraham went to save Lot, he brought with him 318 men.
这些都是精兵啊，那其他的人更多啊，所以我们看他的仆人。可能有1000个左右了。
And he would have more servants than that, so he may have.
包括孩子，包括妇女们。
Thousands of servants, including the children and the women.
我比我们现在人还多啊。
So it would be more than those of us here.
但是也是没有办法使以撒得到安慰。
But still, with so many people, Isaac was still not comforted.
因为那时候他陷入心灵的孤单啊。
And he was lonely in his heart.
他不能，这个别人的话，别人安慰他很难听得进去的。
And others tried to comfort him, but he couldn't be comforted.
所以一直到娶了妻子以后，才得到安慰。
Until he had a wife, then he was comforted.
那我们看以利亚啊。
And if we look at Elijah,
以利亚当时不是很厉害吗？哇，跟这些假先知啊，400多个假先知啊，在征战。
He seemed so powerful when he was fighting against the 400 so false prophets.
那以利亚就靠着神。
He relied on God.
啊，结果那个。天降下火来把祭物烧掉
and fire came down from heaven and burnt the offerings
就证明谁所拜的神是真神
and that proved whose God is the true God
那个时候假先知啊就知道他们输了
at that time the false prophets knew they lost
以利亚就趁胜追击啊说把这些假先知啊全部杀了
and he killed all the prophets
啊这假先知的主人啊耶洗别很生气啊
then Queen Jezebel the master of these false prophets
所以他就反过来说明天就是到这个时候我们要杀死以利亚的话愿神重重的惩罚我
and she made a promise that if I don't kill Elijah by this time tomorrow may God strike me
哇以利亚那个时候听到这个消息很害怕
when Elijah heard this he was very afraid
哇他就开始过着逃亡的生活了
then he started to flee
他跑到这个山洞里头
and he went into a cave
那时候他心灵啊很软弱
and in his heart, he was very weak in his heart
那个时候他是环境的孤单、哦、因为只有他一个人、啊、
at that time he was lonely in his environment
同时他也是心灵的孤单
and at the same time he was lonely in his heart
我们请看罗马书
let's turn to Romans
罗马书十一章
Romans chapter 11
罗马书十一章的第二节
Romans chapter 11 verse 2
十一章第二节
Romans 11 verse 2
罗马书十一章第二节
Romans 11 2
神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚我们看到论到以利亚这个是圣经新约圣经在评论以利亚不是我们评论是新约圣经的作者他说怎么说的呢他在神的面前怎样控告以色列人呢以利亚控告以色列人说主啊他们杀了你的先知啊拆了你的祭坛只剩下我一个人他们还要寻索我的命、啊、所以这个时候以利亚的意思就是说没有人能够了解我了
Here what Elijah says that no one understands me
我自己很孤单、啊、
I'm very lonely
没有人能够了解他
No one can understand me
所以这个时候以利亚就是落入这心灵的孤单
So at this time he was lonely in his heart
那神怎么回答呢
How did God respond?
第四节
Four
那神的回答怎样说的呢他说、啊、我为自己留下7000个人是未曾向巴列屈膝的所以不只是只有你一个人在热心呢、啊。
So God is saying that you're not the only fervent one.
所以我们在服侍神，有些时候也会落入心灵的孤单呢、啊。
So sometimes when we serve God, we have this loneliness in our heart.
啊，我做得好累啊，哈哈，你们都不管我，你们都不关心我。
I'm so tired and no one else cares.
啊，做得很累啊，都没有人要来帮我。
And no one wants to help me.
啊，其实很多人哦，在暗中帮助你啊。
But in reality, there are people helping you in the background.
所以有人说啊，我们教会很软弱啦。
Some people may say, "Oh, our church is so weak."
啊，其实哦，你从表面上看不出来呀。
But there are things that you cannot see from the surface.
很多信徒啊，正在往下扎根。
And there are a lot of members who are building their roots.
扎根的工作是不被看见的。
You cannot see when the roots are.
扎根的工作是隐藏着。
It's hidden.
所以从表面上看不出来的。
So you cannot see from the surface.
表面上看来呢，大家都在这边聚会，就去那边吃饭呢。
On the surface, it seems everyone comes to service and then go eat.
如果我一个人在这边讲道，你看你们怎么不上来帮忙我讲道啊？哎。我自己一个人很孤单。
I can't say I'm the only one who's speaking here. How come no one's coming up to help me?
其实不是很多人很认真在学习道理的。
But a lot of people are trying to learn the truth.
很多人在家里读圣经祷告啊。
Many people are reading the Bible and praying at home.
我的眼睛没有看到啊。
My eyes will not see that.
所以神说不是很多人也是很热心呐、啊。我的恩典哦、啊、是给每个人呐、啊。
So God is saying that there are a lot of fervent people, and my grace is for everyone.
我的羊不会跌倒的啦。
My lamb will not fail.
我自己会看过他们呐、
啊。I will watch over them.
有些时候我们都以为说哎呀不行了啦，教会快要倒了啦。
A lot of times we may think that, oh, church is going to falter soon.
告诉大家不会的。
But I can guarantee that it will not.
神为自己留下7000个人。
God has reserved 7,000 for himself.
所以全世界的人不是说以利亚一个人在发热心啊。
So there's not only Elijah by himself is a fervent one.
说他还有7000个伴啊，他有那么多的伴嘿。
He still had other 7,000 who can help them.
只是他眼睛看不到而已啊。
It's just that he couldn't see them yet.
这些人是跟他站在同一条阵线上的。
But these men are standing at the front line with him.
这些人呢、啊，都一直在支持着以利亚。
And they're supporting him.
暗中帮助他。
In the background.
所以，当我们心灵上陷入孤单的时候
，So when our hearts feel lonely,
我们要怎么办
？What do we do?
有时候说这个环境会使我们觉得没有人能够理解我们。
Sometimes our circumstances makes us feel that no one understands us.
有个姐妹她、生了第一胎的女婴啊 ，baby 啊。
There's a sister who gave birth to her first
child. 这个 baby 啊，生出来就被医生说这个 baby 啊有基因上的问题啊。
And the doctor has said that there's something wrong with the genes.
所以长大以后。心智就会不健全。
So the baby will probably grow up to be mentally ill.
哇，这个妈妈就一直哭啊。
So the mother cried.
那我们就去看她了。
We went to visit her.
啊，不只是我，还有很多弟兄姐妹都开车去看她。
A lot of not only I, but a lot of other brothers and sisters also went to visit.
我们去看她，还要开个8个小时，开车八个小时。
We have to drive around half an hour to get to her house.
啊，她说，哎呀。你们都不理解我啦。
She said, "None of you understand me."
要是你们是我的话，你们会怎么想啊
？If you were in my shoes, what would you think?
不肯受安慰。
She would not. She refused to be comforted.
好像当时雅各哈，就会使他雅各，他是不肯受安慰，因为他约瑟不见了呢。
Just like Isaac, she would refuse to be comforted.
雅各，嗯。
Jacob.
Jacob, 对。
Jacob.
不肯受安慰啊。说这个姐妹是不肯受安慰的。
So this sister refused to be comforted.
所以就抱怨呐、啊。
And she complained.
排斥别人呐、啊。
And she rejected.
排斥别人的安慰，排斥别人的访问呐、啊。
She didn't want others to visit her or to comfort her.
所以当我们碰到困难的时候
，So when we face difficulties,
那怎么办
？What do we do?
第一个哈，我们一定要允许困难的发生啊。
First, we have to allow that difficulties do happen.
因为既然发生的。
And since it has happened,
要怎么办呢
？What do we do?
也这样生出来的啦。
The daughter was born already.
把它丢掉是吧
？Can you throw
把它丢到河流，随波逐流。
Let
不行啊！
River? No.
啊，怎么办？
只
好能够接受啊。
The only thing she could do is to accept.
所以第一个要接受。
So、first, she has to accept.
苦难来了也不用问说为什么会这样子。
And when tribulations come.
为什么会得癌症
？We don't need to ask why. Why do we have cancer?
为什么会发生车祸
？Why did the accident happen?
已经发生了，都不用问。
It has happened, so stop asking.
责任接受。
And just accept.
然后第二个。
Second.
我们把焦点呢，移到主耶稣的身上。
Let's refocus onto Christ.
不要只是注意在这个问题的本身呢。
Don't just focus on the problem.
因为只是注重问题本身的话。
If we only focus on the problem.
会让情况越复杂。
It would just complicate the situation.
我们都已经 很辛苦了，对，这个困难发生已经很辛苦了。
This difficulty has happened and it has caused a lot of troubles.
所以我们只能够把焦点呢移到主耶稣的身上。
So we can just focus our attention onto Christ.
那么会有意想不到的收获了。
Then we would have reward that's beyond our understanding.
神就会保守我们的心怀意念，赏赐给我们平安。
And God will watch over us and give us peace.
这个就是神迹啊。
And this is a miracle.
这个就是生命的更新，生命的改变啊。
And this is the renewal and transformation of life.
这个就是神非常大的作为啊。
And this is a great work of God.
这个是人没有办法做得到的。
This is something that men cannot do.
就神他能够安慰我们。
And only God can comfort us.
但是我们要把焦点呢放在主耶稣的身上。
But we have to focus our attention on Christ.
我们要允许苦难的发生。
And we have to allow that difficulty to happen.
我们接受它。
And we accept them.
那我们有盼望的未来啊。
And we do have a hope in the future.
所以像大卫一样啊。
So just like David.
他在依靠神啊。
He relies on God.
不然的话，请问有什么第二条路啊？
Otherwise, is there a second path for him?
他已经去找那么多人，他被扫罗追杀的时候，他就要去找太太，去找他的老师，去找他的朋友，甚至去找这个大祭司，都不能够得到答案啊。
When he was being pursued by Saul, he went to seek help from his teacher, his wife, the high priest. None of them could give him an answer.
在学生灵会的时候，学生灵会啊。
During a student spiritual convocation,
我经常问学生。
I often ask the students.
你们在学校哈有被欺负过的，在学校被欺负过的，请举手。
If you've been bullied at school, raise your hand.
告诉大家啊，三分之二的人举手。
2/3 of them will raise their hand.
三分之一的人可能有的人有不敢举手。
And out of the 1/3 that didn't raise their hand, perhaps some of them were bullied, but they didn't dare to raise their hand.
我很伤心啊。
I was very sad.
这些三分之二的人的妈妈爸爸可能都不知道他这个孩子被欺负过啊。
And the parents of the 2/3 that rose their hands, their parents probably don't even know that this happened.
他们可能只是要求说，孩子啊，你要认真读书啊，认真读书啊，在孩子怎么样，这个孩子在学校情形啊，父母亲可能都不关心。
Perhaps the parents just want the children to get good grades and doesn't know what's happening in school.
只是要求他，你要成为第一个。
And just request them to be number one.
所以在学校碰到困难啊，就不回家不敢告诉父母亲。
So when they faced trouble at school, they wouldn't dare to go home to tell their parents.
那怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
我在告诉这些孩子。
So I tell these students.
以后你们碰到有人欺负你们的时候。
When next time you're bullied.
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
挺胸。
Lift your
挺胸站得稳。
Stand up straight.
像大卫一样。
Just like David.
我要依靠神。
I will rely on God.
血气之辈能够对我怎么样呢？
What can men do to me?
只要神帮助我，血气没有人能够对我怎么样的。
As long as God is with us, what can men do?
再不行的话，你就要当场跪下祷告啊。
And if that doesn't work, then kneel down and pray.
不管旁边有没有人，跪下祷告。
It doesn't matter if there are people around you. Kneel down and pray.
我们都知道哈，这个阿根廷的信徒啊，很多都是从中国大陆移民过去的。
There are a lot of members in Argentina who immigrated from China.
然后他很多人就开超级市场。
And they open up supermarkets.
因为超级市场生意是不错的。
Because it's a good business.
因为那里啊，很少当地人开超级市场。
Because a lot of, not a lot of the locals would open up.
只要华人开超级市场。
So Chinese would go there and open up supermarkets.
每一家生意都是不错。
And they bring good business.
因此就很容易遭受抢劫。
But at the same time, they are robbed pretty often.
所以抢劫的事情啊，在那里是好像是家常便饭啊，家常便饭。
So robbery is pretty commonplace.
我们信徒也是一样啊，有时候会被抢啊。
It's the same with our members. Sometimes they are robbed.
所以当地的驻牧传道就告诉他们。
So the resident pastor told them.
有人抢的话，第一，钱给他，不要反抗。
If someone's robbing you, first don't Don't try to go against them. Just give them.
第二，跪下祷告。
Kneel down and pray.
好，那有个姐妹啊。
There's a sister.
那她也是开超级市场啊。
She also opened up a supermarket.
有一天，这个歹徒来的。
One time the robbers came.
三个人呢。
Three of them.
因为这个姐妹呢，她普这个不是不西文啊，西文不好啊，她也听不懂。
This sister wasn't fluent in Spanish.
啊，歹徒的意思可能说叫大家他趴在地上啊，不能动啊。
The robbers might have been telling them to be lying on the ground.
他只听到歹徒在呱呱叫，不知道在叫什么呢。
She didn't understand what the instructions were.
哇，这个姐妹就很害怕。
She was very afraid.
她就马上当场跪下祷告。
So she knelt down and prayed.
哇，她用灵言祷告。
And praying tongues.
她圣灵很充满，哇，祷告啊。
And she was full of the Holy Spirit.
结果一阵子以后，很安静。
After a while, it was very quiet.
没有听到声音。
She didn't hear anything.
她张开眼睛一看。
She opened up her eyes.
没有人呐。
No one was around.
歹徒也跑了。
The robbers had ran away.
她看看，没有财物的损失啊。
And she looked, and she didn't lose any money.
歹徒为什么跑了？
Why did the robbers run away?
因为她跪下祷告。
Because she knelt down and prayed.
神的能力就驱逐那些歹徒啊。
God's power chased the robbers away.
像大卫一样。
Just like David.
我要依靠主的话，谁能够对我怎么样啊？
If I rely on God, what can men do to me?
所以，假设你有孩子在读这个中学，还是小学，还是高中啊，一定要告诉他们啊。
So if you have kids in elementary, middle, or high school,
可能他们在学校有被欺负过的。
Perhaps they have been bullied.
就告诉他们说，挺而直。
So tell them, stand up straight.
你就告诉他，神帮助我，站在我这边，你能够对我怎么样
？God is on their side. What can men do to them?
马上跪下祷告。
Kneel down, pray.
用灵言祷告。
Pray in tongue.
相信我们的主啊，你看都能够创造天地，能够叫死人复活，怎么他不会帮助我们呢
？Our God created heaven and earth. How can He not be able to help us?
有人要欺负你的儿女的话，你会眼睁睁的看到他被欺负吗？不可能的。
If you saw someone bullying your kid, will you stand by and do nothing?
我们是天父的儿女。
We are the children of God.
神更不可能让我们白白被欺负啊。
God will not let us be bullied.
所以我们一定要有这个信念。
So we need to have this faith.
所以大卫在那个时候他有这个信念。
At that time, David had this faith.
他生病了，在很危险呢。
He was ill.
因为他随时可能会当成是间谍抓起来的。
And he could have been seen as a spy and captured.
他有生命的危险。
His life was in danger.
但是他说，我依靠神，人能对我怎么样
？But he knew that.I trust in God. What can men do to me?
所以我们一定要坚强起来。
So we have to be strong.
有一次我到在太平洋教会注目的时候。
When I was still the resident pastor at Pacifica.
然后坐在太平洋教会。
I lived in Pacifica.
然后早上就到海边去散步啊。
In the morning, I took walks along.
然后走路回来就经过一个人行道，一个马路的人行道。
And when I came back, I was on the pedestrian.
然后这个人行道了，没有斑，没有这个红绿灯啊，只是说the stop sign 在那里呀。
And then there's a stop sign.
那我就走在斑马路上。
So I was crossing the street.
那走到中间的时候
，in the middle of the street,
有人在按喇叭。
Someone was honking.
按了几次喇叭。
He honked a few times.
我以为是熟人呢。
I thought it was someone I knew.
所以一看不是熟人呢。
I turned around, I didn't recognize that face.
里面是三个白人呢，年轻的白人。
There were three young men in there.
那时候我就想说，要怎么办啊？因为他们按喇叭。
I was thinking what to do because they were honking.
按喇叭就有些敌意啊。
And it did not seem friendly.
所以我要怎么去对付啊
？So I was thinking, what do I do?
要怎么去对付啊？帮我想个办法哈。
How would you solve it?
假设你是当场的话，怎么去对付他
？If you were in my shoes, what would you do?
回头再骂他几句。
Do you turn around and curse them?
我再回头啊。
So I turn around.
看着他。
Look at them.
我说先跟他们微笑敬个礼。
I smiled.
然后跟他们比这个这样子啊。
And then give them a thumbs up.
比他们是很棒的啊。
Saying,
先敬个礼，然后比很棒。
So I saluted them and gave them a thumbs up.
结果那些年轻人呢？
And this young man.
哇，他们跟着敬个礼，回礼。
They also saluted me.
他们也跟着比这样子的。
And they also gave,
你也很棒啊。
Give me a thumbs up.
所以他们先敬个礼，微笑。
And they also smile.
哇，那天我的心情都很好。
And then I had a good day.
我做对了一件事情。
So I did something right.
我就像大卫。
I was like David.
因为虽然他们没有以这个暴力来攻击我了。
So even though it didn't treat me violently.
但是我心里面就想说，神要帮助我，不知道人能够对我怎么样。
But in my heart, I believe that if I trust in God, what can men do?
所以我说以善以善啊，以微笑啊来善待他们。
So I treat them with kindness.
啊，结果得到很意外的回报啊。这个是神的恩典啊。
And this is grace of God that they treat me back with kindness.
所以真的哈，我们碰到困难哈，这第一个我们要调整我们心态，就不要抱怨呢。
So when we encounter difficulties, the first thing we need to do is to change our mindset to not complain.
想想神一定是站在我们这一边的。
We have to keep in mind that God is on our side.
好，那我们再来看啊。
Let's continue reading.
诗篇。
Psalm.
诗篇的五十七篇。
Psalm 57.
诗篇五十七篇啊，来看第一节。
Psalm 57, verse 1.
大卫逃避扫罗，藏在洞里。那个时候，他做这金丝啊，交给灵长调用，休要毁坏。
This small words to the chief musician said to do not destroy a Michim of David when he fled from Saul into the cave.
那这个修要毁坏啊，这种是我们很难看到什么调啊。我们中国有什么黄梅调，还有什么调？反正就是有些调，但是你说修要毁坏这个调，我们倒是没听过。
So it's said to this tune, do not destroy, but we don't know how that tune sounds.
不晓得有没有人会唱这个黄梅调，有没有？大概老辈子的人才会唱黄梅调啊。Scott， 你有没有会唱黄梅调？有没有听过黄梅调？有没有？有听过哈。但是有没有听过说要毁坏这个调子？这没有啊。Yeah.
So some people might know some ancient Chinese tunes, but we don't know what this tune of "Do Not Destroy" is.
说这个什么调什么调，就表示当时他这个作者啊，作曲子的人的心情啊。
So this tune would reflect the emotions.
那意思就是说，你们这些敌人一直逼近大卫的。
So the enemies are coming closer and closer to David.
逼到他离死啊，只不过是一步而已啊。
That he's just one step away from death.
所以那个时候他就有这个信念。
And in that time he had this thought.
因为在五十六篇他说我要依靠神啊。
In 56 he says, "In God I trust."
好，我们看五十七篇的第七节。
Let's read chapter 57, verse 7.
第七节。
7.
他说神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。他心很坚定，要依靠主。
He said his heart is steadfast, rely on God.
虽然敌人、这个好像军队、这个一直往前推进、越来越逼近这个城的。
So even though the enemy is coming closer and closer,
但是他心很坚定。
But his heart is steadfast.
那个时候他心里面就告诉自己、说告诉敌人说你们休想要毁坏我、
And he's telling himself and the enemy that do not destroy me.
你们休想要把我消灭掉。
You will not be able to destroy me.
你们休想要拿走我内心的平安。
You will not be able to take away the peace.
你们休想要激怒我。
You will not be able to anger me.
我内心有主的平安。
In my heart, I have the peace of God.
你们激怒我没用。
You will not anger me.
我不会生气的。
I will not be mad.
这个外在环境啊，不会毁坏，不会毁损我们灵修的工程啊。
The circumstances or the environment around us will not destroy the fruit of our spiritual cultivation.
所以大卫告诉这些敌人。
So David is telling the enemies.
你休想要毁坏了。
You will not be able to destroy.
那我们再看五十八篇。
Let's continue to chapter 58.
大卫的金丝交给灵长调用，休要毁坏。
And this is another Michtam to set to do not destroy.
那看十一节。
Verse 11.
五十八章十一节。
Chapter 58, verse 11.
因此人必说啊，一人诚然有善报，在地上果然施有施行判断的神。啊，这是他的心中的意念。
So this is the thought in his mind.
所以他说，一人诚然有善报。
Surely there's reward for the righteous.
那这些恶人呢、要来围攻他。
These unrighteous people are surrounding him.
甚至于、他五十七节第四节、
In verse 4,
57章第4节。
In chapter 57, verse 4.
他说我的心病好像是在狮子中间。你看心病在狮子中间，狮子会吃人的。
My soul is among lions. Lions eat men.
我躺卧在性如烈火的狮人当中。那他们牙齿是很利的意思。
I lie among the sons of men whose teeth are sharp.
随时会咬伤大卫的。
They would harm David.
那大卫他说没关系。
David said it's okay.
义人有善报。
There is reward for the righteous.
神的眼睛在看着。
God is watching.
有施行判断的神。
And he judges in the earth.
所以我们现在要来学习像大卫的精神。
So we have to learn from David.
他仰望神。
He looks up to God.
他认为神会为他伸冤。
He knows that God will avenge for him.
有时候人生会碰到一些不公平的待遇的事情。
Sometimes in our lives, we would face injustice.
我们交易被欺骗。你在交易的时候，在吹的时候，你在会被欺骗。
Sometimes people might try to deceive us.
有时候，像以前我很早以前我要买一部车子。
Long time ago, I was about to buy a car.
那个车子的代理商这个在卖车子的人他说你这个车子我们还要帮你在底部弄一些油他们就叫 lubricant 就是要弄一些油这个要200多块。
And the dealer told me that we want to put some lubricants into the car and that costs $200.
那事实上后来我听说那个本来就已经有 lubricant 了，但本来就有只是他要敲诈200多块。
And later on, I found out that the cars already have the lubricants, but he wanted to charge me $200.
那我们因为以前没有经验嘛，就傻傻的已经要开支票200多块给他。
But because I had no experience, I was about to write a check for $200.
那隔天呢？隔天我就去看那个车子
So next day, I went to see the car.
看车子的里程那个里程表根本就没动嘛。
And then I went to look at the mileage on the car, and
所以可见这个他根本就是没有把车子。拿到车厂里面去拿到去加一些机油加一些油了
So it's obvious that he didn't move the car to put any lubricants in there
根本就没有移动连一点移动连这个码表我们看最后的数目字不是会跳吗我们知道码表车子码表会跳1234然后说一公一里两里对啊会这样跳的
From the mileage I can see that the car
结果最后一个数目字最后那个是点多少吗点多少那个连动都没动。
It goes down to a tenth of the mile, and that has not changed.
所以有的时候这个交易会被骗，有的人心肠不好
So we are sometimes we are dealing with bad people who are not fair in their trade.
有些时候会被欺负的。
And sometimes we are taken advantage of.
有的时候我们努力付出可是没有得到相同的回报。
Sometimes we work really hard, but we do not receive the result that's equivalent to our how diligent we work.
有些时候呢，我们的功劳啊，哎，被抢走了，你看气不气人呢
？And sometimes others claim for our labor.
我每天工作一直到这个十点呢。
I work so hard until 10 at night.
我隔壁那个员工他6点就下班了。
But the coworker sitting right next to me goes home at 6.
结果升薪水，怎么没有我的订单？他升他。
But at time when it comes time for promotion or increase of salary, he gets it.
你会不会气
Would you be mad?
你工作到九十点点他到六点就回家，拜拜的。
You work until 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and he leaves at 6.
结果 promotion 的人是他，不是你。
But he gets promoted, not you.
很生气。
You'd be mad.
所以世界上不公平的事情太多了。
So there's a lot of injustice in the world.
所以我们要学习大卫看怎么去应付这些事情啊。
So we have to learn from David on how to deal.
因为这些在我们生活当中会发生的，这个是很实际的。
Because it's a reality that it will happen to us.
那我们下一节再来分享。
So we'll continue in the next.
我们先休息
We'll rest.
一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray.